Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This evening's show is Swing, Swing, and Nothing But Swing, to bring your attention to the most incredible and unique dance event in the world, next weekend's Catalina Swing Dance Festival, November 8 to 10, right here in Avalon's historic casino ballroom. We did a similar show last year for the Swing Dance Festival, but none of the records on tonight's show is a repeat from last year. And we're going to get started right away with Van Alexander and his orchestra.
Very soon you'll get to sleep.
Oh.
And know that happiness can bring.
Oh, you'll find that every little thing
seems to go with a swing.
Cheerful bit of news. He says that the atmosphere will be more than clear, and here is the reason for his views. got swingy little things in the air, and every little breeze that blows is blowing troubles away. That certain swing is in the air, each thing that has the wing is in the air, and even Mr. Blackbird sings like Mr. Bluebird all day. All nature seems to be in harmony more than before. Even raindrops pour in rhythm, pour rhythm, pour, pour. Swing is in the air, that swingy little thing is in the air, and everything is okie-dokie, positively okay.
I'd say that's a pretty good start to this all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, wouldn't you agree? Please say yes. Thank you. That was Alice Mann with Jack Hilton and his orchestra on April 6, 1937, and Swing is in the Air. Alice Mann was an American singer and was married to Canadian bandleader Billy Bissett, whose first band under his own name appeared at the Silver Slipper in Toronto in 1931. In the late 30s, he and Alice, who was his band vocalist, went to Europe, where she also toured and recorded with Jack Hilton. With the start of World War II, they came to the U.S., where Billy Bissett changed his last name to Bishop, playing in ballrooms and hotels on the West Coast and in Chicago and New Orleans. Bishop gave up band-aiding in 1953 to become a stockbroker, and he and Alice retired to San Diego in 1969. Before Alice Mann, it was Sharky Bonanno and his Sharks of Rhythm, with Sharky doing double duty providing the vocal on Old Fashioned Swing, from January 29, 1937. Old Fashioned Swing was composed by Joe Bishop, with the words by Winston Tharp, better known as Winky. Winston Collins Winky Tharp was born in 1905 and also brought us You've Been Taking Lessons in Love, The Panic Is On, and Out of Space. Before Sharky, it was Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra with Swing, from February 25, 1936. The vocal duo there was Dinah Miller and Harry Roy. Swing was written by Norman Ellis. And we started off this Swing, All Swing and Nothing But Swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Van Alexander and his own composition, Alexander's Swingin', which he certainly was on that Bluebird 78 made November 3, 1938. Van Alexander's real name, by the way, was Al Feldman. My real name is Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
If you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, there's still time to get your tickets to next weekend's Catalina Swing Dance Festival, taking place in the Casino Ballroom, November 8, 9, and 10, 2013. Pianist Dean Mora will be featured with the George G. Swing Orchestra. Dean has appeared with his own band, Mora's Modern Rhythmists, but to give you an idea of just how versatile a musician Dean Mora is, I had the pleasure of hearing him last year at the Nethercutt Collection out in Sylmar playing the 1917 four-manual 74-rank Wurlitzer theater organ, accompanying silent films hand-cranked by Joe Renato on a vintage 1909 Powers Camerograph. After this show is over, I would encourage you to go to YouTube and do a search on Joe Renato, R-I-N-A-U-D-O, where you can see him playing his Phototopia, a fantastic mechanical music machine. But right now, we're going to get back into the swing of things with Leith Stevens and his Saturday Night Swing Club Orchestra.
Thank you. get high. Razzmatazz and a rooty-doo. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're swinging right off the cob now. Yes, indeed. Everybody's happy, yes, yes. And everybody's feeling it. You know why? I'll tell you why. Cause every little mammy, pappy, and pickle ninny, yeah, you know what they're doing? Ah, they're swinging that jinx away. What is that thing they're all singing? Why, that's nothing but a lot of hidey, hidey, hey, yes, yes. Cause everybody's fighting, bucking, and winging. And they're swinging the jinx. Even way from Fair Niagara's Mountains to the far Rocky Mountains, you know what they're doing? They're swinging too, yeah, just like everybody else is. And not only that, but from the Swanee River way up to the home of the good old Flipper. Ah, they're swinging, yes indeed, swinging away. So everybody's very happy and everybody's feeling gay. You know darn well that you can't be blue when you got that girl of yours clinging close to you. No, no. And you're swinging the jinx away. Ah, right, get them away from me now. Yeah, yeah. All right, we're beating away from our door now. Jinx is gonna never hang around us no more. No, indeed. All right, look out now. What is that thing they're all singing? My dance, whip dip ba 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 la da da ba ba. Cause everybody's whining, bucking, and winging, and we're swinging the jinx away.
Around 1936, Fats Waller's enormous popularity spawned a number of imitators. Over at Vocalion, it was Putney Dandridge, and Decca's answer to Fats was Bob Howard. Waller, of course, recorded for Victor, and even they set up their own Waller sound-alike band billed as Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo. We don't know just who Tempo King was, but the group recorded 55 sides, first for Victor's Bluebird label, then moving over to Vocalion in 1937. We heard Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo with Swingin' the Jinx Away, recorded October 15, 1936. Swingin' the Jinx Away is also sung by Francis Langford and Buddy Ebsen during the opening credits of the 1936 Eleanor Powell Jimmy Stewart picture, Born to Dance. Before Tempo King, it was the original Yellow Jackets who were swinging at the Chat and Chew. The Chat and Chew was a sandwich shop owned by Samuel L. Jones and was located at 530 West 9th Street in Hot Springs, Arkansas. That recording was made by a Vocalion field unit on March 5, 1937. The territory band The Original Yellow Jackets was founded by Chester Lane. What Yellow Jackets refers to and why they used the term original are mysteries. The Original Yellow Jackets were preceded by the Hudson DeLange Orchestra with Monopoly Swing from March 20, 1936. In 1934, Will Hudson wrote the tune and Eddie DeLange wrote the words to Moonglow, which became a popular music standard. They partnered in a big band with DeLange out front and Hudson behind the scenes most of the time. They appeared primarily at colleges, ballrooms, and hotels along the East Coast, and in 1938 decided to go their separate ways. We started off the segment with Leith Stevens and his Saturday Night Swing Club Orchestra and La-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, recorded June 25, 1938. Leith Stevens was born September 13, 1909, in Mount Moriah, Missouri. He graduated from the Juilliard School in 1930 and worked for CBS Radio for most of the 1930s. He went to Hollywood in 1939, where he worked in radio, and after serving in World War II as the director of radio programs for the Office of War Information, He returned to Hollywood, where he worked as musical director for Paramount TV. Leith Stevens died of a heart attack on July 23, 1970, just minutes after hearing that his wife had been killed in an automobile accident in Palm Springs. This is a special all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, spotlighting the Catalina Swing Dance Festival, which takes place in the Casino Ballroom November 8 to 10, 2013. The Catalina Swing Dance Festival will take you back in time to the celebration of the swing era as swing dancers of all ages will be gliding and flying across the floor of the historic Casino Ballroom while big band sounds fill the room, which was once home to bands including Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, and Dick Juergens. World-class instructors Evita Arce, Nathan Bew, Michael Jagger, Richard Powers, and Giselle Anguizola will be teaching folks to swing just like them. And providing live music will be George G., leading his George G. Swing Orchestra. Since 1980, he's been performing in front of packed dance floors and concert halls across the country. And making his Catalina debut this year is pianist Gordon Webster, one of the most sought-after musicians in the Lindy Hop world. If you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, there's still time to get your tickets at www.catalinaswingdancefestival.com. But in any case, check out the event at catalinaswingdancefestival.com. Continuing our own swing festival, here's Ben Pollock.
it makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, we don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. If you wiggle dina, gaga, dance, dang. Don't make a dina, if you wiggle dina, gaga, dance, wiggle dang. It make a dance, don't do dig a different, dig a different, swiggle dina, hoggle dot. Just giggle, dither, wriggle, dither, make a dither, wiggle dang, and wiggle dance, gaga, dot. Don't make a dina, wiggle dang, if you wiggle dina, gaga, dance, wiggle dang.
We'll be right back. Oh, that's why I'm living. Now swing me with rhythm. Oh, drive my blues away. Whoa, when I'm feeling blue and don't know what to do. Give me rhythm, boy, and I will swing along with you. Swing me in rhythm, oh, drive my blues away, yeah.
Louis Prima is New Orleans gang with Swing Me With Rhythm. Louis Prima himself was the vocalist on that April 3, 1935 recording. Before Louis Prima was the Harlem Hamfats and Hamfat Swing, recorded in Chicago on November 13, 1936. Hamfat Swing was written by Herb Moran, trumpeter in the band. The group was formed by record producer J. Mayo Williams, and they were not from Harlem, and certainly weren't Hamfats, a slang term meaning second-rate, inferior, or mediocre. The Harlem Hamfats were preceded by the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vette, with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. That Brunswick 78 was made November 22, 1932. We started the set with Ben Pollock and his orchestra and Swing Out from December 28, 1933. Swing Out was written by Pollock and Wingy Minone. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and as a podcast on iTunes. This is a special all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records to highlight next weekend's Catalina Swing Dance Festival, which will take you back in time to the celebration of the swing era. Join Joel Plies on an adventure to the magical island of Catalina, where you will discover a world like no other. That's November 8, 9, and 10, and you can find out all the details at the festival's website, CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. That's CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. We're going to start off this final segment of the show with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you. We started off this final segment of this special all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and Grand Terrace Swing. That was recorded on March 27, 1936 and released on a Vocalion Blue Wax 78. I live about 20 miles from the city of Grand Terrace here in Southern California, but it has no connection to the song. Grand Terrace refers to the Southside Chicago Cafe where the band played. Grand Terrace Swing was composed by trombonist Fernando Arbello and Andy Razaf and was originally known as Big Chief DeSoto and was recorded by Fats Waller under that title. Next was Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli with Swing Guitars. That was recorded in Paris on October 15, 1936 and was followed by Blanche Calloway and her band November 6, 1935 and I Got a Swing. I Got a Swing was written by Calloway and Eli Robinson, trombonist in the band, who would go on to join the Count Basie Orchestra from 1941 to 47. We wrap things up with Jay McShann and his orchestra with Swingmatism, written by McShann and William Scott, the band's arranger. That was recorded in Dallas on April 30, 1941. Pianist James Columbus McShann was born January 12, 1916 in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and was nicknamed Hootie. His musical training consisted of listening to Earl Hines' late-night radio broadcasts from the Grand Terrace Cafe. Yes, the same Grand Terrace Cafe where Fletcher Henderson played. He became a professional musician in 1931 and was still performing well into his 80s. Jay McShann died December 7th, 2006. I hope you've enjoyed this special all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll check out the Catalina Swing Dance Festival, which is taking place right here in the Casino Ballroom, November 8, 9, and 10. You can visit the festival's website at CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and our website is RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. We're also on Facebook, and if you enjoyed the show and are on Facebook, I'd really appreciate it if you'd like us on Facebook. And if you've listened this far, you must like us. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.